This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. Today we wanted to drop in on how Jacksonville is helping out with an affliction, unfortunately, that faces a lot of people in central Illinois. That is Alzheimer's. Whether it is you yourself or a loved one, it is something that comes up. And so we have Todd Lavison joining us. Todd, we have a couple events coming up in Jacksonville to help out with Alzheimer's. Tell us what you have going on.
We have a trivia night on this Saturday, April 18th at Bogart's. That's a little fundraiser our committee's putting together, as well as our kickoff, which is in coordination with the Jacksonville Chamber After Hours. And that will be Thursday, April 30th. Trivia night, we're going to go ahead and raise some money. It's a standard trivia with a whole bunch of different questions about different subjects out there. Should be a really fun night. It's the third year in a row we put it on. It raises a couple thousand dollars ahead of the walk to kind of get us started towards those fundraising goals we have. It's at Bogart's. You know, bring your own food. The drinks are there available. Or we have a barbecue there available for you. It's a great night. Doors open at 5:30. Trivia begins at 6. And I try my best to go ahead and keep us on about a two-hour from the time trivia starts till the time it ends timeline. And you can definitely bring your own or come on in and buy some of the barbecue that was donated. Bricky's went ahead and donated some really great barbecue. It's right around dinner time. You can come in and bring yourself some sides and some other food. Buy yourself some drinks from the bar. Buy yourself some barbecue.
Is this one of those trivia nights with tables? And if so, how many tables do you fill?
Last year, I think we had right around 15 tables filled. We're hoping to see a few more this year. We definitely have the space. We have tables of 10, but a lot of teams will come in with 6 people, or even individuals can show up and we'll help find you some friends to play with.
Those are a great time to get to socialize, meet people, either hang with the folks you came with or meet people who are new. Do they also find out a little bit about the issue while they're there?
The Alzheimer's Association deals with all types of dementia. We've went ahead and incorporated it into the game itself. We have things that I call replacement questions, which are mulligans. So you can buy the normal mulligans, but if you buy the replacement questions, you can kind of double up on the number of mulligans you get. The replacement questions are 5 questions about the Alzheimer's Association. All the answers are around the room, so you don't have to know it up front. All you have to do is walk in and kind of pay a little bit of attention, and you can get yourself 5 free answers.
That's a lead-in to the walk that you're going to do.
The walk itself is September 27th. We fundraise year-round, and we're kicking it off on April 30th. Both the trivia night and the kickoff, you know, tie into our September 27th walk. On April 30th, we're having our official kickoff. With the chamber after hours, we'll be at the Hangout Bar from 4:30 to 6 p.m., kind of focused on business leaders, community leaders, those individuals that want to connect with us are welcome to come out. The first drink is free. We're going to go and have a couple of games there that will be empathy type activities, which will allow you to understand what somebody's going through with dementia just a little bit. Will also help you be eligible for some prizes.
That's a kickoff. So a couple months ahead of time, you're trying to get some business teams to join the walk.
We do this kind of celebrate our early bird sponsors. At the same time, let other businesses, organizations, you know about what's going on so they can sign up in advance. Our walk is really supposed to be our celebration of everything we did year round. So we don't do fundraising on September 27th. We do that up to that point. We sign up teams early. We try to get everybody involved. It's a peer-to-peer fundraising event, the walk itself, but it's also an event that anybody can show up to because it's basically our largest support group that we have every year.
Anybody's allowed to just join in on the walk if they'd like to.
Anybody can join the walk. They don't have to donate. Everybody's welcome to the trivia night. It's only $10 to be a part of that. And then the kickoff, everybody's welcome. As I said, it is geared more towards networking and community leaders, but anybody is welcome, especially if you have questions for us. We'd be happy to go ahead and answer them.
I'm curious about one of the things you mentioned, and that is a game that simulates dementia to some extent. Tell us more about that, since that seems to be right on with what we're talking about.
These things called empathy activities that are out there, there's bunches of them. What they do, some of them use technology, some of them use special devices, some of them can be done with really simple items too. An example of that is when dementia is affecting your brain, most people think of it just as memory, but it actually affects lots of different things that your brain communicates. It can affect vision, It can affect coordination. It can affect decision-making. As a way for people to kind of understand a little bit of what maybe a loved one's going through or somebody with dementia, sometimes individuals' activities would be something like wearing a mitten on your offhand. So I'm right-handed, so on my left hand, and trying to sign my name. That talks to the coordination of trying to hold the pen in hand and using your offhand that you're not used to doing and how that brain is not used to it. If somebody with dementia out there trying to write normally, between that coordination and some of the brain paths that are being destroyed, that can make it pretty impossible that way. There's things like drawing a picture in a mirror, which messes with your brain. And it's the same type of feeling that you get with going ahead and having dementia for some of the different effects that are there. We're working on what the games will actually look at. We're going to try to make them fun, make them so you can win some tickets for some prizes. We are going to have some Club Cardinals tickets there and some other really fun things that people can go ahead and win. Give them a little bit taste, too, of the fact that people with dementia are going through a little bit more than just not remembering things.
Is there a difference between dementia and Alzheimer's?
A lot of people use it interchangeably. The dementia is the bigger picture. It's the umbrella term for all the types of diseases that are underneath it. Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. If you have Alzheimer's, you definitely have dementia. But if you have dementia, you may actually not have Alzheimer's. You may have Lewy body dementia or Parkinson's related dementia, amongst several more that are out there. You often hear them interchangeable because about 70% of the people who have a dementia have Alzheimer's. Dementia itself is a little bit hard to diagnose. You need special equipment to go through different types. So dementia itself is something that doctors can run some tests and figure out that you probably have. Where it comes to what type of dementia, then they've got to start looking at blood tests and brain scans and things like that to kind of figure out exactly what type of dementia you have.
Is there a cure if you're diagnosed?
Alzheimer's, when we talk about most, it's 70%. It's also a critical disease. So it will go ahead and kill this year more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Up until 3 years ago, we had nothing that would even treat it. But in the last 3 years, with the focus that we've had on research and the attention we've been able to give to finding a cure, we are now in the era of treat. So we still don't have a cure, but what we do have is some medication that will allow individuals during early stages to have more time. Those effects of dementia won't hit them for 2, 5, 10 more years. When you say it that way, it doesn't feel like a lot, but think of your last 10 years and imagine if all the good things that happened you didn't get to go to because you couldn't drive or you couldn't go ahead and remember the time and the date of what you were going to, or you were embarrassed that you couldn't remember people's names out there. All of those are now gone. And all the bad things you went through, imagine you couldn't help to go ahead and fix them. You needed to rely completely on other people. And those 10 years all of a sudden seem a whole lot more impactful than they did when you say you can get 10 more years from a treatment.
This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. We're talking to Todd Lamonson, and Todd has a couple events coming up for Alzheimer's in Jacksonville. Now, I thought I saw that the events were titled Alzheimer's, but you're talking about dementia being broader. What's your organization's focus?
We are the Alzheimer's Association, but we focus on helping individuals with all types of dementia. We do keep the name Alzheimer's, one, because it's a lot shorter than the legal name of Alzheimer's and dementia, and I forget the full name, but Alzheimer's Association is a mouthful as it is. But also because Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia that's out there, while we do help individuals with all type dementia, and we help their caretakers, their family, and their professionals. We help anybody to deal with anything with any type of dementia. We definitely have a focus towards Alzheimer's just because of the devastation that it causes as the largest disease in that family.
As you raise funds for this, are they going toward that treatment and finding a cure, or where do the funds help out?
We raise around $45,000. We're hoping to break that $50,000 mark in Jacksonville. We've had this event for many years. I think we're going on our 8th, although there's some question on exactly which year it started. But before my time with the organization, the money that we get goes towards education, support, and research. What I can tell you is most of the money that we raise between the three walks I help with, Jacksonville, Quincy, and Macomb, Most of that money is basically staying local because that's about the same amount of money that we spend in our area. Families who are having issues, help individuals with support, run our educational programs out there with it. We've also, as an organization, we run 600 of these walks across the country. We've really upped the game. So places like Chicago, because we're able to take care of ourselves, are able to put a really large amount into the research portion. It's kind of interesting working for the organization because really their goal is to have me not have a job, because if we can find a cure or at least treatment that's good enough that we don't have to have all this attention to it, then I don't need to be out there bringing the awareness, the education, and raising the money for it. We're really focused on being forward with that research and trying to go ahead and make it better for everybody through that process.
This can be a pretty difficult thing for an individual to deal with or a family member when one of their loved ones doesn't want to recognize it, what's going on. Does your association provide assistance for those folks? If somebody thinks it's onsetting, what should they do?
The very best thing is our 800 number. And first of all, I know nobody in the area wants to call an 800 number, including myself. But when you call it, you get a real person. You have to press one number because of some legal requirement. But once you do, you're talking to a real person who gets asked these types of questions every single day. And they are super helpful. I still call them myself. As I find out more information, I want to verify things. I want to go ahead and learn more myself. That 800 number is 800-272-3900. I call that help the in-between organization, because we're not going to provide the treatment or the diagnosis. But what we're going to do is we're going to help you figure out the best way to get the diagnosis. We're going to give you the confidence to talk to family members and the best strategies in talking about, you know, those hard subjects that are out there. We're going to help you figure out what's going on. If you think that there's signs, what should you do about it on the best way? And if you do end up with dementia, if you've ever dealt with a serious disease, you're talking to a specialist. And in our area, it might be really harder to get into that specialist and talk to them. And if you don't have all your questions up front, it might take several months to get to them and then several months afterwards for your follow-up questions. What I love is if you're going in for a diagnosis or if you're after the diagnosis and you're trying to get care, the 800 number is an awesome resource to call up and be like, what should I ask? What don't I know before I get in the room? So that way I can maximize my time with that medical expert.
We hear tactics you might be able to use to help prevent the onset. Is it possible to prevent it? Are there things you can do to avoid it?
We've always felt that there was, and recently we've had a really major study that shows that prevention is something that works. The short of it is, and we have educational programs that we could provide to anybody. We also have online training that you can take on this that would kind of give you the long version that gives you a lot more information. But basically, if it's good for your heart, and a lot of people know about the Mediterranean diet, good exercise, and all those type of things that are good for your heart, sleeping, so forth and so on. You take all those and you add in socialization, going out and talking to people, as well as problem solving, going out and trying different things. So it's not just sitting there doing your same Sudoku. It's using different types of problem solving, so different parts of your brain get engaged. Have that healthy life and you do those other two things, it can really make a big difference on when that onset of Alzheimer's would come about.
Appreciate you joining us here. We've been talking with Todd Lamonson of the Jacksonville Alzheimer's Association. You're getting ready for two events coming up. Todd, can you recap those for us?
Yeah, so first of all, really fun night, trivia night. Saturday, April 18th, we're going to be at Bogart's. The doors will open at 5:30 p.m. Trivia will be at 6 p.m. 7 rounds, prizes, fun time, great way to help us raise a little bit of money. Should be something that you'll want to be at. You can bring a team or come individually. It's $10 a person, so a very reasonable price to have a great night. And then our second event is our kickoff. That will be in coordination with the Jacksonville Chamber After Hours at the Hangout Bar and Grill. And that is at 4:30 p.m. to 6, Thursday, April 30th. We're going to have some empathy activities, which will be games that we can win some tickets to. Should be super awesome. We have some prizes like the tickets to Cub Cardinals game, as well as some other things going on there. So you definitely want to go and show up there if you're involved with the community or in charge of an organization. they can hear more about how you can be involved with the walk.
Is there a website they can learn more at?
Our website is act.alz.org/JVILL.
We'll put a link to that also at this post on nprillinois.org if you're looking for that. Todd Lamonson, thank you so much for joining us today on Community Voices.
Thank you so much for having us.
What does the Community Voices process look like? Well, it starts with trying to identify a good neighbor to talk to or an event that may be interesting that for some folks it may be hard to get to. First, we get that on the radar, figure out when that is going to happen if there is a date involved with it. But more than anything, we depend on you to suggest a guest. By emailing communityvoices@nprillinois.org, we then go into a process of getting in contact with that person, figuring out if there's enough there, which there usually is, to talk about to help us get to know a little bit more about them or what they're working on or an event that's coming up. We have them come into the studios here at NPR Illinois and do an interview. That interview then gets edited and scheduled to air. It eventually comes on the air and then also gets posted at nprillinois.org, where we share it on social media and encourage our guests and you to do so too. If you've missed a past Community Voices, go to nprillinois.org right now, and thanks for being part of Community Voices. Community Voices has brought over 3,000 segments to you in our first 5 years. That's a lot of neighbors, organizations, and events to get to know. But there's nearly a 500,000 people in Central Illinois, so there's a long way to go. Help us. Suggest a guest. Email communityvoices@nprillinois.org. Get to know all of our neighbors with Community Voices, weekdays at noon and 10 p.m.